SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Today, I'm lucky enough to be joined by Tamana Tahu, former NRL player and co-host of NITV's Over the Black Dot, to chat about the significance of the Koori knockout. Tamana, thanks so much for joining me today to discuss the event, which is fast approaching. So you'll be part of the NITV commentary team, which you have done for many years. What do you love most about being part of the NITV broadcast team each year?
It's always good to get in and just be a part of the weekend. First of all, the second one would be I don't have to get my body bashed around all weekend. And then thirdly, I actually enjoy commentating. It's just it's a unique type of footy, and you know, there's a lot going on. There's so many teams. You know, for our team, there's a lot of running around, but they make, you know, me and the commentary team's jobs a lot more comfortable just to go there and just, you know, talk about football. So, yeah, I enjoy being a part of the commentary team.
And who else will be joining you this year in the commentary box as part of the NITV commentary team?
Well, I think it's always, you know, Dino and Champo's there, Bo, like just the normal crew. I don't know who's going to be the callers for the commentary, but we usually have some really good callers, and you know, it's always hard. We always apologise during the games because we do get the team sheets in last, and then when they come up to us, there's a lot of rushing around and trying to get names and numbers behind the names. So yeah, it's a really good team. Like over the years, the commentary teams have always been really good, and I think the community as well enjoy listening to it.
And the knockout is one of the biggest and best weekends on the Koori calendar. There will be more than 100 teams across the men's, women's and juniors competing to take out the big win on the Monday. What, in your personal opinion, what are some of the teams to look out for this year that have a really good chance of taking out the grand final on the Monday?
Usually, like your metro teams are always strong. I think in the juniors, like your Red Ferns, Larpers, Blacktown, they're all strong in the juniors. When it comes into the women's, you know, Dungutty's always strong. You know, Red Fern, Larper again. You know, Wellington. You know, I was fortunate last year to coach the women's Newcastle Yowies team to it and taking out the knockout last year, which was awesome. And then with the men, you know, War looks really good. WAC always looks good. You know, your North Coast teams, they're pretty strong as well. You know, Newcastle, All Blacks, Yowies, Emus always come in really strong. But you just never know on a day. Like the 20-minute halves early in the weekend is probably the hardest games, because I've been in teams and coach teams where, you know, the underdogs have beaten us. So that's what makes it really entertaining about the Koori knockout, is that anyone can knock out anyone. And I think that's what gets the crowd on their feet.
And you were missing a team there, Griffith Three Ways.
My team. Griffith Three Ways, yes. No, they're always strong.
Hopefully this year's our year. But as you mentioned, last year you were coaching the Yowies women's team, which took out the women's grand final. Will you be coaching again this year?
I'm trying to take a step back from coaching. Over the last few years, I've been coaching the men's, the women's, overseeing the junior girls and boys, logistically being a part of the planning, with the jerseys, like just being entrenched with it and then trying to back up with commentating. And that's taken a toll over the last few years. And I feel like it's time for me to step back and give, others that are in line, that do a really good job, very good community people, very loyal to the team, know the systems, know the culture. For me, it would be just hanging around and just supporting where I can support. So for me, I try and stay away from the limelight. And, when I coach, I usually bring everyone in and everyone has their opinions. And, I don't really try to be the boss. I try to just be more of a leader, and I value everyone's opinion when it comes to the players and staff. So this year I'm hoping to relax and just commentate, but you never know.
You never know.
We need you.
They might call you up to play or something.
Oh, no, I'm done with playing. I've been asked that every year. Come on, one more year. But, I'll give it to the 40-year-old men. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, you hung up the boots.
I've hung up the boots. The legs don't carry me anymore.
And what do you think makes the Koori Knockout so special to Mob?
I think from when it started, it was, a community event. Blackfellas love playing rugby league. That's probably the biggest thing. We love league. We've got so many stars in the NRLW and the NRL that are playing that we've all looked up to as kids. But it also brings the community together. We're so spread out, and we're living on other people's country. But when we get to the knockout, we get to see our families. Usually when we're catching up, it's during funerals, on sad times. But the Koori Knockout, it brings the footy atmosphere, the community atmosphere, catching up with relatives that you haven't seen for a long time, and, just celebrating our culture. And I feel like that the New South Wales Koori Knockout, because it's a community event, I think that's what's so special about it, is that if you win it, you get to take it home back to your community. And it just sparks that town up when you go back to your hometown, and you get that bragging rights for the year. But it's also, a big responsibility for the host to show their hospitality and roll a red carpet out and make it a very enjoyable weekend for the rest of the mob.
It is a very big event to organise and put on. So each year, the teams that win, they always do such a great job of organising the knockout in their hometown, in their community. And this year is the 15th year that the knockout will be broadcast on NITV. Can you just talk us through what days you'll be broadcasting live for people who'll be watching at home?
Yeah, I think during the Fridays and Saturdays we do have it on Facebook, but the Sundays and Mondays is going to be the times where we're going to be broadcasting on NITV. So, if you chuck it on the NITV on a Friday or on a Saturday, try and tune into your Facebook. But yeah, Sunday and Monday are going to be the days for our mob to watch it. So yeah, if you can't make it, make sure you watch it and support your team. And it's not just for our mob, for our Indigenous community, but also for our non-Indigenous community. It's entertainment. Australians love sport no matter what it is, and I just feel like that it just brings another flavour when we get into the end of the winter sporting season. I know that the grand final's on that weekend, but if you want to tune into NITV, there's some really good talent on showcase.
And Over the Black Dot will also premiere a special episode on the Tuesday night leading up to the knockout weekend, where you and the panel will be previewing the knockout. Can you tell us a little bit more about this special edition of Over the Black Dot in the lead up to the knockout?
I think we just cater into our viewers. You know, everyone gets knockout fever, like about a month out, everyone's talking about knockout, you know, the gossip on the Courier Grapevine, you know, whose players playing with, you know, which team, you know, which, you know, family split and go on to another team. So there's a lot of gossip that goes around, which is exciting, you know. It just brings the community together and it's a bit of excitement in everyone's lives when it comes to that. But, yeah, I think it's just keeping up to date and making and giving, you know, our mob some news on the knockout, which I think everyone will be looking forward to listening to. And, you know, Dean, he's won a couple of knockouts. I got fortunately win a couple of knockouts. You know, Bo, he's played in some really good teams in the past, playing in Courier knockouts. And it's just really good to get some expert opinions. And then also, it just brings that excitement coming into the week of the knockout.
And just finally, what's your favourite part of the knockout weekend?
It's really it's a massive weekend. By the end of it, you're cooked. But it's just a, you know, Thursday or Friday and Saturday is really Friday's probably the biggest. I like going to it. The women are playing, and you know, the youth are playing, and you get to see some young talent. I love watching women's rugby league. I feel like they're not as structured and robotic as the men. So, and it's just very entertaining to see. And I think in the female space, a lot of the young females are starting to look more athletic, and the games are looking faster, and the girls are getting more skillful. Development is just accelerating. So I look forward to that, each and every year.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, T, for joining me on NITV Radio to chat all things knockout, and have a really great weekend next weekend working and commentating.
Thank you, Luana.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.